The song Maria from West Side Story was written by Leonard Bernstein, an American conductor, composer, and pianist who was born in Lawrence, Massachusetts on this date in 1918. Bernstein played piano by the age of 10. He continued studying music as he grew up and attended Boston Latin School, Harvard University, Curtis Institute of Music, and the Berkshire Music Center. In 1943, Bernstein was appointed assistant conductor of the New York Philharmonic. On November 14, 1943, he was summoned unexpectedly to substitute for the conductor. He subsequently conducted the New York City Center Orchestra from 1945 to 1947 and appeared as a guest conductor in the United States, Europe, and Israel. In 1953, he became the first American to conduct at La Scala in Milan. From 1958 to 1969, Bernstein was conductor and musical director of the New York Philharmonic, becoming the first American-born holder of those posts. With his orchestra, he made several international tours, and his popularity increased through his appearances not only as conductor and pianist, but also as a commentator and entertainer. Bernstein explained classical music to young listeners on such television shows as Omnibus and Young People's Concerts. After 1969, he continued to write music and to perform as a guest conductor with several symphonies throughout the world. As a composer, some of Bernstein's best-known works are the musicals On the Town, Candide, Wonderful Town, and West Side Story. He also wrote the scores for ballets and composed the music for the film On the Waterfront, for which he received an Academy Award nomination. His Mass, written especially for the occasion, was performed at the opening of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. in September of 1971. Rosemary Snooky Fisher died at the age of 56 on this date in 1983. Fisher was an artist and pottery instructor for the Arkansas Art Center for several years. In 1976, her husband George Fisher became the chief editorial cartoonist for the Gazette and began hiding his wife's nickname Snooky in his cartoons. This joke was discovered about a year later and soon turned into a game for avid readers. On the day following her death, her husband remembered her with a cartoon of a lone flower standing high in a vase, its petals spelled Snooky. In tribute to her, he continued to hide her name in his cartoons. 7 years ago on this date, tennis champion Pete Sampras announced his retirement during a news conference at the U.S. Open in New York. He was a 5-time U.S. Open champion, 7-time Wimbledon champion, and 2-time Australian Open champion. Sampras was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 2007. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.